This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Florida, among the nation's coronavirus hotspots, is reporting its highest one-day jump yet in deaths, 120. Tomorrow, two of Disney's theme parks in Florida will reopen. Our Oscar Wells Gabriel says it will not be business as usual.
And it's more than just wearing a mask and practicing social distancing. Those meet and greet sessions with Mickey Mouse or Donald Duck? Forget it. Ditto with fireworks, parades. They've all been canceled because they could draw too many people together. Before entering, both employees and visitors will have to get temperature checks at the gate. Even something as simple as asking a Disney staffer to snap a picture of you in front of Cinderella's castle is now a no-no. That would mean they would have to touch your camera. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is among the leaders watching the state's reporting record levels of coronavirus cases.
We know in some cases it's because they didn't focus on the data and take some of the precautions they might have. And we have to learn from their example and constantly watch, constantly learn, make sure we do not slip up and we keep the progress that we have sustained now for many weeks.
Mayor de Blasio helped paint the phrase Black Lives Matter on Fifth Avenue in front of Trump Tower. President Trump is furious, telling Fox News Channel's Hannity,
I got that man everything. I spoke to him many times. He couldn't have been nicer. And then he throws a big Black Lives Matter sign right down in the middle of Fifth Avenue, and all merchants along Fifth Avenue are furious.
The Supreme Court has ruled that the Manhattan DA can see President Trump's tax returns for a criminal investigation. But the high court sent a separate request by Congress for the records back to lower courts. The president is calling it all a witch hunt, a hoax, and calling New York, where he has lived most of his life, a hellhole. This is AP News. The Catholic Church has benefited from the Paycheck Protection Program.
The U.S. Roman Catholic Church has used a special and unprecedented exemption from federal rules to rake in no less than $1.4 billion in taxpayer-backed coronavirus aid. An Associated Press analysis of data released by the federal government finds Catholic dioceses, parishes, schools, and other ministries have received approval for at least 3,500 forgivable loans so far. Houses of worship and faith-based organizations that promote religious beliefs are normally not eligible for money from the U.S. Small Business Administration. But amid the pandemic, Congress allowed faith groups and other nonprofits to access the Paycheck Protection Program. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Joe Biden's presidential campaign now has a senior team in place in Iowa, a sign that Democrats see Iowa as a state they can win. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.